Proclamation number 3737, dated the April 6, 1946. Most difficult conditions of life after the disaster. In the foreseeable future, you will live in different circumstances and have to change your way of life completely if you want to meet the requirements of the new, very difficult conditions and be able to endure them. This change is unavoidable because the last days are entering into their final phase, which is tantamount to a most difficult struggle for existence in order to achieve fastest spiritual advancement. Because the end is near and what this huge earthly hardship cannot achieve now cannot be achieved afterwards on this earth either. But anyone whose life is spared following my last forceful intervention can, with goodwill, also adjust spiritually. He can associate all events with the eternal Creator's will and derive the greatest benefit for his soul from his attitude. Only entirely unbelieving people shall reject this correlation and try to master their earthly life with their own strength, yet using their willpower wrongly, not in accordance with divine will. And they will succeed because they are supported by the God-opposing power. However, the believers can also overcome the most difficult conditions with God's strength, which they themselves can, in fact, feel but which does not express itself in an externally noticeable manner, in that the human being is surrounded by earthly possessions. Instead of this, he will find inner strength to endure even the most difficult circumstances in life. Earthly hardship will be immense and not be easily rectified by normal means because the vast destruction, by divine will naturally result in massive chaos and make excessive demands on everyone's strength. And then every individual will have to draw on God's strength if he wants to survive the worst time. But this is at his disposal in abundance. And therefore God always instructs his servants to point to the forthcoming events, to inform people of the approaching disaster so that they can contact the strength-giving power in advance, which excludes no one who desires strength. Human beings are not yet able to imagine such an intervention by God and thus dismiss what they find difficult to believe in. And yet they should mentally consider it so that they won't face the event entirely unprepared when the day arrives. Because it will irrevocably come and surprise everyone, including the believers, and it will result in enormous changes. And blessed is he who changes his thought, who corrects his attitude towards God, who finds his way to him in times of greatest need. Because that day shall be a blessing for him. Amen.